This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Despite a power outage last night that took out lights all across Bethel, City Council powered through its meeting agenda, which included the renewal and transfer of Philly's pizza liquor license. Council members began the meeting by congratulating the Bethel Warriors wrestling team for winning the state championship, their seventh in 10 years. They named wrestling coach Darren Lieb Bethel Coach of the Decade for his team's success. As Lieb was about to accept his award, the power went out, then came back on about 20 minutes later. Craig Rogers at the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative said there was an issue at the power plant, but additional details were unavailable at the time. The meeting continued. The council chose to waive its opportunity to protest a liquor license renewal and ownership transfer for Philly's Pizza. Mafal Salyu would sell to Marina Incorporated. Councilmember Fred Watson favored waiting the full 60-day protest period to listen to comments from Bethel residents. Councilmember Cece Franco said she didn't feel the need to wait.
They're a business that contributes to the community. They didn't have any significant police or EMS calls. They pay their taxes on time.
Franco also said there was no issue with Marina Inc., the company buying Philly's Pizza. Todd Perez, part owner at Marina, formerly managed Caribou Traders Liquor Store and has also purchased the Q2 grocery. Perez said operations would not change at Philly's except for an addition of new food items. Council voted to waive the 60-day protest period. Watson cast the single vote opposing the waiver. And in more City Council news, Bethel residents may be paying more taxes soon if they shop online. Bethel City Council unanimously voted to join the Alaska Remote Sales Tax Commission, a statewide organization that will help Alaska cities collect sales tax on purchases made by their residents online. A 2018 U.S. Supreme Court decision declared retailers are required to collect and remit sales tax for online purchases. However, many do not because of the burden of collecting a different sales tax rate and remitting it to each city. Acting City Manager Bill Howell explained that the statewide commission would serve as a directory for online retailers.
The vendors will be able to go to one spot and they'll know what all of our exemptions are. They'll know what our sales tax rate is.
Howell said, quote, "The vendors will be able to go to one spot and they'll know what all our exemptions are. They'll know what our sales tax rate is." End quote. Not everyone is a fan of paying more taxes. Here's Mayor Perry Barr.
I've heard from a couple people here in Bethel saying we are already overtaxed. And the other concern is that are the elders going to be exempt like we allow them to be exempt here in the city of Bethel by not having them pay city taxes? I believe that there is already talk about that at that commission level.
But Barr went on to say his response is that those tax dollars would go back to the residents.
Maybe hire more police officers, maybe cut down on our water sewer rates. I think it's a great way for us to provide better services.
Bethel becomes the 23rd member of the Alaska Remote Sales Tax Commission. Municipalities such as Juneau, Nome, and Tuxuk Bay have already joined. Acting City Manager Howell says joining the commission is the first step in a three-part process. The second will be sending a Bethel representative to help write the bylaws for the commission. And the third will be to adopt the sales tax codes that the commission agrees on. There would be some administrative fees that the city would have to pay to the commission, but Howell says the city could stand to gain hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional revenue from the online sales tax. In legislative news, Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman has joined the chorus of those criticizing the Dunleavy administration's plans to ask local communities to help pay for state services to get real ID licenses, soon to be federally required in order to get on an airplane. And Hoffman may be able to leverage the funding.
Just because we are far flung, we have to come up with funds, but Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau don't have to come up with any because they are in larger locations. That isn't fair. If they're going to get a free ride, everybody in Alaska should get a free ride. We should not be penalized because we live in rural Alaska.
There is real money at issue. One Yukon Kuskokwim Delta village is already organizing its citizens to get their paperwork in place and planning to spend city funds to bring in state workers to do the job. During an interview with KYUK, Hoffman said he would be speaking with his fellow Senate Finance Committee members, including co-chairman Bert Stedman, to put in an early supplemental appropriation to pay the bill. Lastly, in natural resources news, the state of Alaska approved a right-of-way lease for Donlin Gold's proposed 315-mile gas pipeline on January 17th. The lease is an important step forward in the company's quest to build the Donlin Gold mine, which could be one of the largest in the world if completed. The Department of Natural Resources will lease the right-of-way for 30 years, the maximum allowed under law. Donlin Gold has said that its mine is expected to operate for nearly 28 years, possibly longer. According to the decision, the pipeline would begin near Cook Inlet and snake over more than 300 miles of federal, state, and private land through the Alaska Range. It would end approximately 10 miles north of Crooked Creek, the village closest to the mine site. Donlin Gold proposed the pipeline after residents raised concerns that barging diesel up the Kuskokwim River would increase the risk of a spill, endangering the main food source for the region. 14 inches in diameter, the pipeline would carry natural gas for Donlin's 220-megawatt plant that would power its operations at the mine. This lease comes nearly 2 years after the Army Corps of Engineers issued a right-of-way permit for the proposed pipeline. Earlier this month, Donlin Gold received a handful of state permits that would allow it to build an airstrip, a port, and install fiber optic cable. Donlin Gold needs more than 100 permits before it can start constructing its mine and needs to complete a dam safety certification. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.